Canada's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we are scheduled to be joined by the car coach, Lauren Fix, who's a well-known personality. You see her on a lot of television shows. She does a lot of radio, a lot of print, and she's the national spokesperson for the Car Care Council. So we're waiting on Lauren. In the meantime, I want to welcome all of our great new affiliates listening down in my new neck of the woods. I'm living not that far from you guys. I'm actually living in the Orlando area after spending all of my life in Boston up until just before the first of the year. So I am near this great new affiliate. It's WLKF in Lakeland, Florida. I want to welcome everybody listening to that great station and offer you something free for all of our listeners on all of our Florida affiliate stations. And anybody listening who is going to be in Florida come the first week of March, the first weekend of March, there's going to be an event held on Amelia Island, which is just off of Jacksonville, Florida. It's called the Festival of Speed, and it's a really cool event where you can check out the latest in high-performance cars and luxury items. You know, even if you never in a million gazillion years are able to even think about owning one of these vehicles, doesn't mean you can't go and drool over them. Some of them are truly works of art, masterpieces, in my opinion. And I've got free tickets, and they're worth, I think, at least $25. So all you have to do is shoot me an email. Very easy. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. bob@autoworldradio.com. Also concurrently, at the same time, it's the weekend of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, which is a three-day event kicking off, again, the first Friday in March, Saturday and Sunday. And we're going to be down there and recording in Jacksonville, Amelia Island, and hope to bring you lots of cool guests and wonderful stuff from what has been called recently. They just won a big award over in the United Kingdom as the number one motoring event of the year for last year, for 2013. Many people consider the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance the second most important concours next to Pebble Beach. Well, joining us on the line right now is a great personal friend of the broadcast. She is the car coach. She is the national spokesperson for the Car Care Council. You see her on the TV and you hear her on the radio. And she's got all kinds of wonderful things to tell us about. She's also an ASC certified mechanic, a racer, an auto enthusiast, and she even has a daughter who's involved and son who's involved in the automotive journalistic world. It's my pleasure to welcome back Lauren Fix. Lauren, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fine. It's been a while. It's great to have you back on board here.
Yeah, there's been lots of excitement going on in the auto industry, especially last week. I've been quite busy discussing the auto industry. It's amazing how many things can impact us all on a daily basis. And I think sometimes consumers don't realize, we get all excited about it, and then they realize if these things had gone through, the impact would have been as you as a consumer and as a driver. And so that's my job, to inform, educate, and empower.
Excellent. Well, since you haven't been with us for a while, let's go back a few months and talk about some of the major events that we both attended. And as usually, these events are quite manic. There's no other way to say it. Quite insane.
Crazy, yeah.
And, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. But I know you were in Las Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show. I was there as well for a real whirlwind. And I remember I mentioned this in the first hour of the broadcast here today. There was a time when you didn't see that much automotive stuff except the normal car stereo stuff at the Consumer Electronics Show. But a good friend, Jim Barry, who's one of the spokespersons for the Consumer Electronics Association, said to me, Bob, I came to a Consumer Electronics Show and an auto show broke out because there's so much automotive content and so many manufacturers are now at the CES show.
Right. I had that conversation with Gary Shapiro, and he's actually a good friend of mine. Believe it or not, his wife and I were best friends in elementary school. So it's sort of
wow.
Yeah, so I'm very blessed to have had a chance to have a nice conversation with Gary, and he really would like to see the Consumer Electronics Show be a great launch point for a lot of new products coming out, rather than just first looks, but actual reveals, sort of like what you're seeing in, you know, L.A. and Detroit and New York and Chicago. And so that's his goal, and he worked with Audi quite closely to have them launch the laser light and the Quattro concept. But he really would like it to be a launch location, which means for you and I as journalists, at some point, we may just be attending two or three shows a year rather than 200 shows.
It's true. I mean, it seems to be moving in that direction. I remember Ford did a concurrent release a couple of years back when they launched the Ford Focus electric vehicle. They launched it simultaneously, both at CES as well as at the Detroit Auto Show. But that makes a lot of sense because consumers today and millennials in particular, it's interesting that a lot of younger folks, when shopping for a new vehicle, the number one thing on their list is how well the vehicle is going to interface with their mobile device.
Right, and that is a big part of CES. And even so, you think about some of the more details that you're looking at as auto manufacturers realize if they don't get the millennials' attention now, when they start making real money, then they don't want to lose that following, that face that they've created. So, for example, Audi was there showing self-parking cars. We literally get out of the car and you use your iPad or your smartphone to park the car into the garage. And that was really cool. Or into a tight parking spot, like you're at the airport or at a mall or something.
Sure.
So that was neat. And then BMW was there with their i3, and they showcased the i8, which will be coming out. But those cars are going to be so sold so quickly. And honestly, in my opinion, I think that the BMW i8 blows away the Tesla. The Tesla may be cool. When you see that i8 person, wow. It looks like it belongs on a poster. Like it doesn't belong on, it couldn't possibly be a real car. Those are going to be sold so quickly they couldn't make them fast enough. But we got to drive the i3s, which I had also driven in L.A., and I made sure my millennials got a chance to drive it, Shelby and Paul, and they both found it to be a really interesting car and unexpected because they're used to performance, and there really was some get-up-and-go, which I thought was a very important aspect to an electric vehicle, even though it's only 3% of the market share.
Yeah, that's something we should touch on a little bit, and I haven't had the chance. I didn't make the launch there for the i3. It's an interesting design on that vehicle. It's kind of boxy, and yet it still has some of the DNA of the BMW brand. But I've been told, even though it's an electric vehicle, does it truly have a little bit of the BMW driving dynamics built into it, suspension-wise and handling-wise, Lauren?
It had the iConnect, the BMW iConnect, which is the interface between your smart devices and the car. But in addition, they tried to think, when you're thinking EV cars, you want something that's, you know, green. So it's a lot of reused bamboo and carbon fiber and a lot of recycled materials. So that I liked as far as that's concerned. But as far as BMW drive and comfort, you definitely had that, which is something you, when you get an EV car, your natural reaction, and I exclude the high-end cars, you're thinking, oh, gosh, I'm basically driving a battery-powered golf cart, you know. And, you know, that's kind of the concept to the average person, whether it be true or not. And I think what's nice about the i3 is you have the BMW name behind it. You're not just getting the ride and the handling and the love of vehicles. But if you've got a problem with a car, you can go to any BMW dealer around the country. And I think that's a huge part of what is overlooked on some of these startup companies. And that's something consumers should consider before you go out and spend money. You know, what's going to happen 10 years down the road? Are they going to be able to service this car if I still am in love with it, or I pass it down to my kids or their kids? So that's
so true.
That definitely needs to be considered.
Straight ahead, we've got more with Lauren Fix, the car coach, straight ahead right here on Auto World. So don't go away.
Seems I always end up driving by.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year return?
The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for being here. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Lauren Fix, the car coach, is with us. You see Lauren all over the television. She's quite often seen on Fox Business, and of course you see her on the Weather Channel and Headline News and many other hits. Lauren, you mentioned during this past week you were on a lot of media. You were on various different channels and such. Tell us about some of your more recent hits.
Well, I was recently on Fox Business. I'm on there at least once a week. We were talking about the GM recalls after that fatal accident.
Yeah.
And with about 780,000 vehicles in North America, including Canada and Mexico, of course, there's a faulty ignition switch. If you've got a Cobalt or a Pontiac G7 and you've had it for a long time, maybe your second, third, maybe even fourth owner or more, this is a vehicle that must go back to the dealership. There is a recall. Now, let's say, well, I'm not the original owner. That doesn't mean a thing. The car is under recall. This is not something you want to just ignore and say, well, nothing's going wrong with the car. What's happened is owners over a period of time have had heavy keychains. A lot of people do that. Typically, we have a lot of keys for our business or our home or our apartment or whatever.
Sure.
You weigh the keychains down, and it's putting weight on the tumbler, which is part of the ignition switch you turn to start the vehicle, and it causes the vehicle to go into the accessory or off mode, which means the airbags don't work, no power steering, no power brakes, no power anything. And the 22 accidents that have occurred have all been head-on collisions, of which none of the airbags have deployed, and there's
six deaths.
These are very, very serious. It's a simple fix, but it's a very serious result of those people who have not done anything. So this is something that you need to get on right away. If you've got it, maybe you know someone that has one, tell them, hey, go to the dealer, get this taken care of. And they're just basically going to tell you not to put the weight on the keychain, they'll replace the key in the tumbler so that it gets worn and it causes it to go back to the accessory or off mode. Really serious. Unfortunately, the lady that passed away that triggered all this the day before she died, she was at the dealership complaining about this problem. And the dealer had a technical service bulletin, and they didn't look for it, they didn't read it, and until it went to court and they pulled the information down from the black box, they realized the car was off. They thought it was her fault from the accident. Of course, it then turned to General Motors. And even though Pontiac's no longer with us, doesn't mean that General Motors won't stand behind the brand. That's true with Saturn as well, if you own a Saturn. But if you've got a Pontiac G7 or a Cobalt, you know someone that does, please just tell them to go to the dealer. Get it fixed, because the last thing you want is to hear about a serious accident.
That's a really good point. Don't fool around if you know or own one of those vehicles, know of somebody who has one. Lauren Fix is with us, the car coach, and that brings up an interesting topic, too, is that a lot of people who are, like you say, second or third owners of vehicles don't necessarily do that warranty repair work. It's really not on their radar screen. It really needs to be reinforced more.
It does, and I think part of it is understanding the difference between a technical service bulletin and a recall. A TSB, or technical service bulletin, that could be on your car, could be something as simple as the rear door doesn't latch, or a headlight switch doesn't work. And that's no big deal. You bring it in, they'll fix it. If the manufacturer or dealer, in this case, says to you, hey, you know what, Bob, there's going to be a fee for this, because I'm going to replace the light bulb, you're going to pay for the bulb and the socket, you might as well either do it yourself or take it to another repair shop. But it should be covered, and if it isn't, then that's something that then it's your choice to decide where to get it repaired. But at least you can find these technical service bulletins, go to any, whatever your favorite search engine is, type in the year, make, and model of your car, put in the letters T as in Tom, S as in Sam, B as in Boy, as technical service bulletin, hit return, see what comes up. If nothing comes up, which I highly doubt there is, there's always TSBs, you can print them out, you can bring them to the dealer, you can call the dealer, and then I'd also put in the word recall, because sometimes you don't even know there's a recall. If you're the second, third owner, there's no way to find you, especially if you bought it off a used car lot, you didn't buy it from a manufacturer of that same, like you bought a Honda and you didn't buy it at the Honda dealer, you bought it at a Ford dealer, there's no way for Honda to track you down. So this is something you have to be proactive on, because some of the things, for example, there's a recall on Prius this week. Again, cars stopping. There's an electromagnetic interference problem. There was a charging problem with a couple other EV cars. So based on what you have, it might be smart to take 2 seconds of your time to type in the year, make, and model, put in technical service bulletin or TSB or recall, do it 3 different ways, see what comes up, print it out, take it to your favorite local dealer, and get your vehicle fixed.
Great advice from the car coach, Lauren Fix. And Lauren, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and remind folks about your great website as well as your monthly newsletter. And, of course, I know you're all over the social media.
Yes, I just redid my website. I promise you it works better than healthcare.gov. And I have a new logo up there, too. It's laurenfix.com. It's LaurenFix.com. And what's cool about it, my whole Twitter feed is up there, so you can see everything that I'm posting on Twitter there. In addition, instead of having a separate blog page, we moved it on to my weekly report. It's a subpage. You can put all kinds of information. You can follow me on social media. You can contact me if you've got a question. And, of course, I have a shop with some really cool items you may not see anywhere else. So I love car stuff. I'm a car junkie.
Absolutely. You and I share that. And Lauren is an ASC certified mechanic and also has a college degree in mechanical engineering?
Well, I have engineering classes. I actually have a bachelor's of science that is one of my concentrations, as well as business. But I'm also a member of the Society of Automotive Engineers since the 80s. I developed and designed some braking systems. And when I was in high school, believe it or not, so I'm sort of a prodigy when it comes to automotive brakes. But that was my thing, and I was lucky enough and honored enough to be a part of the society. I'm also a member of the Transportation Hall of Fame, so that was pretty cool. And my daughter was the induction, so I thought that was even cooler.
Oh, absolutely. And we want to remind listeners, if you have a question or an email, don't be a stranger. Give us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you're hearing us on tape delay, like WCFO in Atlanta or WLKF in Lakeland, Florida, that's no problem. You can drop me an email, and I'll make sure and forward it on to Lauren. And also, you know, don't be a stranger throughout the broadcast. I'm watching the emails at all times, bob@autoworldradio.com. Lauren, we were both at the North American, a.k.a. Detroit Auto Show, and certainly for arrested adolescents like you and I, a lot of great American vehicles there shining. I'll begin with the Z06 Corvette. What a lovely piece that is.
That was amazing, I have to say. Wow. It was it was probably one of the best launches for me. And there was a lot of great cars at the Detroit Auto Show. But I would say that one of the best ones was probably the Z06 Corvette. And when it comes to Corvette, I mean, it's done such a beautiful job redesigning it. And those cars are in such high demand. I really have got to say that was an impressive piece from the Auto Show. In addition, I think having the aluminum F-150 for Ford, mm-hmm. being the best-selling truck for the last 32 years, having them come out with aluminum, and people think, oh, aluminum, like aluminum foil. Forget that. Think military-grade aluminum. Now we're talking great power and performance.
So true. When we come back, we'll talk about that aluminum-intensive F-150 and more right here on Auto World.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
The Car Coach is with us, Lauren Fix, and that means if you've got a question, we got a number at 855-660-4261. It can be a mechanical sort, or it can be about new cars or technology. We're up for grabs here. Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com is the other way to get a hold of us. And before the hard bottom of the hour network break, Lauren was telling us about one of the big stars of the Detroit Auto Show, the North American show, the Ford F-150, the aluminum intensive F-150, which is truly a game changer when it comes to trucks. Certainly, aluminum is being used in a lot of higher-end vehicles. Look what Land Rover, Range Rover has done with their brand. The new Range Rover Sport is just an incredible vehicle performance-wise and certainly can tackle any off-road challenge you throw in front of it when you look at some of the great technology that Audi has done with this certain models like the A8 and the folks at Jaguar have done with their models. Aluminum has been around for a while, and I think it's a great move on the part of Ford.
It is, because in reality you're working on recycled aluminum manufactured by a company called Alcoa. And Alcoa is a pretty big company, and you're thinking about aluminum products. But what I found interesting, since the Detroit Auto Show, suddenly General Motors is scrambling to have an aluminum truck as well. Even though their truck was the truck of the year, but next year is probably going to be Ford. It's obviously the first one, you know, this year the Ford F-150 was launched at the show, so it can't win car and truck of the year. The Corvette won the car of the year, of course. The Corvette is beautiful. But I think being industrial strength or military-grade aluminum makes it lighter, makes it stronger, improves the fuel economy, gives you better performance because you're pushing or accelerating less weight. So there's a lot of smart choices here, and it looks good, too, because they refaced the whole F-Series truck lineup. So I give kudos to Ford for that as well. So there was a lot of good product at the Detroit Auto Show, probably the best I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, really good stuff, and I know you, like myself, have owned a number of Mustangs over the years, and interesting to get your take. This was the first time that the public got a chance to see the 2015 Mustang. It won't go on sale until this fall. The media had a couple of opportunities to see it in certain locales, but what do you think of the look of the 2015 Mustang?
I think they needed to upgrade it. I'm a person that collects and restores old 65, 66 Mustangs. When you look at 67, how it had to start its evolution and each change and modification up to what we have now, I think it needed to have a facelift. It needed to have independent suspension. Thank God it finally does. It is a good-looking vehicle, and they have to go head-to-head with Camaro. But what's even more exciting, it is the 50th anniversary of the Mustang, April 17th, which will be at the New York Auto Show. From 1964, was the first time anyone saw the new Mustang. So there'll be a 50th anniversary, so I'll be departing the New York Auto Show after Thursday's press day and flying directly to Charlotte, where Ford and the Mustang Club of America will be joining together and launching some other new models of the Mustang. So I know they'll probably have, it won't be a Shelby because Carroll's no longer with us, and so they said that relationship is over with. But you might see a Boss 302. You might see a Mach 1. You might see some of the other, neat styles and models that were available, a California Special. You might see, I don't know, it might have something exciting. The Boss may be back. So it should be real exciting, and I think that Ford did a great job revamping that. I also think, as far as total refaces, I was really impressed, taken aback by the Chrysler 200. Which used to be basically a Chrysler 200. It was like, okay, I need this vehicle, and I need to have at least four doors and passenger for five.
This rental car.
100% changeover from a meh car, to something that looks good. I give kudos to Chrysler for putting in that European flair. I'll have the opportunity to drive it in a few weeks. I'm really looking forward to it. It has Fiat and Alfa Romeo underpinnings. It is built in the U.S., which I also am thrilled to hear, because as soon as I heard Fiat, I thought, oh, my gosh, they're going to build it in another country. But no, they're going to build it here in the U.S., so that's even smarter. So I give them major credit for that. So I'm very excited to drive the 200C and the 200S and see what Chrysler's going to do with this brand.
Yeah, I, too, will get a chance to drive it in Louisville. Can't wait for that opportunity. And you're right. They've really moved the bar with this vehicle away from the former Sebring. And this vehicle reminds me in some ways of a larger version of the Dodge Dart, using, again, the Italian architecture. And it will be very interesting to see how this vehicle drives. It also will be available for the first time with an all-wheel drive system.
Well, I think that's highly needed. If you're going to compete in that category, you've got to compete with the people that you're really head-to-head with. And they used to have the best leasing and buy rate, but now you're getting a great car. It's going to be stylized, European-looking. It's going to fit in with the competition. Yeah, I may even have a chance to win the car of the year. We'll have to see what everybody else has to come up with, but I'm not involved with the judging committee, but it's my opinion anyhow.
Fair enough. Let's talk about some of the other cool unveils in the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan. As you said, a lot of good stuff from the American brands, but certainly a number of other important vehicles unveiled there. Honda unveiled their new Fit, which is a very popular car among a lot of folks. Kind of, I call it a Swiss Army knife. It can do a little bit of everything for those who want a small vehicle that can carry a lot and have a lot of flexibility. That was a big unveil, and BMW showed off their M stuff, which we both love, the M4, the gorgeous coupe, and the M3, the sedan variant.
The 2 Series, we got to drive the M2. That was really nice.
Yeah, did you go on that one in Vegas? Did you meet?
Yeah.
How was that?
That was fabulous. I was really impressed with the 2 Series, especially in the M version. It had such great balance. Which is not what, you think, oh, it's a small car. It's not going to have a big balance like the M3 or the M5. This car had wonderful balance, great car control, excellent brakes. It had everything you would expect of a BMW. They've really, not that they hadn't stepped up their game before, this is just like raising the bar even that much more. And there really isn't anything in that category. If you're looking for a track car, something you can drive in the street, take the kids someplace, what a fun car. And then they also had the 4 Series, their and it was beautiful. What a beautiful, beautiful car. Just had everything, including neck warmers. You could have the convertible top. I mean, it was really, they really brought the luxury and the sport together in a very nice way. Redid the whole appearance of the vehicle. And I have to say, BMW really, they want to be number one, and they're going to do what they can to fight off Mercedes and Audi. And I love when they compete, because that means for us as consumers, we get great products and we have great choices. And you can't go wrong with Mercedes, BMW, or Audi. They're all excellent choices. And you can throw Porsche in there, too.
Got an email question here from Brad in Cleveland, Ohio, and he writes, Bob and Lauren, I'm in the market for a family sedan with performance. He doesn't write in the email here about his price range, but there's certainly a wide...
Lots of choices. Yeah.
Lots of choices. What would we recommend? Lauren, that's a tough one. That's we really need to know his budget.
Yeah, and also, you're talking about sedan or compact SUV. I mean, hey, if I was looking for a small family sedan, I would just buy the Mini Cooper Countryman. I drove the new Mini, love it, waiting for the new Countryman to come out. When you're looking at unique vehicles, but if you said, I just need a utilitarian vehicle to get me from point A to point B, it has to have a little bit of performance. And my choices, they come to a little bit of performance. Wow. There's VW products, there's Ford products, there's GM, everybody makes good. But makes really great prices? Kia. And surprisingly, you don't think of it when you're thinking of a Sportage or Sorento. I just drove the Kia, the K900.
Yeah.
It's so much car for the money when you're going head-to-head with the Germans. So if this gentleman in Ohio is thinking, I'm really not sure I want some of the larger, I've got kids, look at the K900. And I'd also, look at the Hyundai lineup. Both have great products, the Equinox. Mm-hmm. I'm just impressed. Even a Kia Optima is a great car. And you can get it in a turbo.
It is. Yeah,
and
that's a great car.
So you can enjoy driving it. There's a lot of great choices out there. I don't think there's a brand that makes a lousy car right now.
Straight ahead, more with Lauren Fix. We got a few more emails floating in. And don't be a stranger, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Negative items on the internet holding you back, hurting your income, damaging your reputation, putting a damper on your personal life.
Worse service ever. They suck. I got screwed out of money. Buyer beware.
Worthless. Stay away.
We replace negative items on the internet with positive ones. We call this brand management or reputation management. We can help. Log on to removebadstuff.com for more information and our contact information. Removebadstuff.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
One of my favorite guests is with us. She is the car coach, Lauren Fix, national spokesperson for the Car Care Council. We're talking everything from recalls to the Consumer Electronics Show, the Detroit Auto Show. We're going to touch on Chicago. But we got a couple of emails here that have floated in over the last few minutes. We got a question here from David in Oklahoma. He says, he's heard Lauren on the show before, and he knows Lauren owned a Voss Mustang, and he wants to know if she would recommend that vehicle as a used vehicle because he has an opportunity. Someone in his hometown is selling one.
Definitely. You're talking about a late model, I assume.
Yeah.
It's a Voss 302 Laguna Seca. The Laguna Seca is the better of the two choices. That's what I have. I have it in school bus yellow. I still have the car and it sleeps during our lovely winters in Buffalo. If you have a chance to look at it, find out how many miles are on it. Find out if that person has put it on the track, whether it be the drag track or a road race track. It is a very well-balanced vehicle. It has a lot of performance, gets the power to the ground quickly. It is definitely a future collectible. It's up to you to have it checked out. I mean, if the guy just says, you know, I need to get out of it, or I'm going to buy a set, or whatever he's going to buy, as we say, he's going to become a trader. I would say it's a very good investment if you can get it for the right price. To check fair market value, don't just check Kelley Blue Book. Check Hagerty Insurance. Hagerty actually has a collectible list, and it tells you what the values will be down the road, and they're very accurate.
Another interesting question here from Gordon in Texas, and Gordon kind of thinks along the same lines as you and I, and he writes here he is interested in a diesel vehicle. He really doesn't like electric or hybrid vehicles. Does a lot of traveling to Europe, always rents a diesel vehicle, wants to know what diesel brand or vehicle that Lauren would recommend. Lots of good choices out there.
Well, it depends. Again, we're back to that dollar question. If it's about saving money, I just need something to get me to a point A to point B. It's got to be a fun car. I would absolutely look at the VW lineup. I have many of friends who have purchased the Jetta and the Jetta Wagon. Love diesel, the VW Beetle, and diesel is also fun. But because you know what, I don't want a German car. The Chevy Cruze has the 2-liter TD, so you're getting an American-made car that has the Opel diesel in it. And if you've driven the Opel in Europe, you will love this. I am a huge diesel fan. I have a diesel SUV that goes 760 miles in a tank. I drive back and forth from Buffalo to New York City on a regular basis. I can go on one tank back and forth. Love it. Totally addicted to it to the point that I've already told the dealer I'm buying another one. So maybe not from that dealer, but I have to pitch them against each other because it's all about negotiation. But the idea is that once you've driven diesel, I do agree. If you haven't driven a diesel vehicle in a long time, you think, oh, they're horrible, they pollute. Not anymore. They put a product called, it's manufactured urea, into the exhaust system. You may have heard it as diesel blue. and it's in all the exhaust systems that offer diesel vehicles, not just cars, but trucks, and it brings down the emissions by more than that of a gasoline-powered vehicle. So what you get is better refill, longer distance between fill-ups, you get better performance, you get torque, you can tow a trailer, and you can get performance, because what wins at Le Mans? Diesel wins at Le Mans. Ask Audi, they'll tell you.
Absolutely. Lauren, I had a free invite to Chicago, but had some family stuff that derailed me from going there. Did you make it to the Windy City in 2014?
I got to the airport, and I stood there waiting, and it said on time, and 10 minutes before boarding, it said canceled. And we were having a wicked snowstorm, and I thought, oh, my gosh, we are so in trouble. And the next place they could get me out, because the snowstorm was 2 days, was Friday after the show was over. So
yeah.
I tweeted and then did some social media from my home, but I was disappointed. There was some really nice products. Nissan's always been very generous to bring a lot of journalists out, and they put out some really great products. I'm waiting for Nissan to bring diesel in. I keep nudging them. Bring diesel in. Bring diesel in.
Well, they definitely have teased a diesel truck, so that's the beginning. So hopefully more will come from a Nissan. Got an interesting question here. This one comes in from, let's see, where's the guy's name? It's Jim. Okay. Jim is in Pennsylvania. He's got a mechanical question. He says he owns a 2008 Ford F-150, and he is noticing a strange smell emanating from the vehicle after driving. When he parks it, turns the vehicle off, and starts to walk away, he gets kind of a funny smell, almost like an egg smell. Sounds to me like a catalytic converter. What do you think, Lauren?
The first thing that came to my mind, I actually just did a segment for Time Warner Cable News about using your nose, your five senses. It does sound like a catalytic converter. Sometimes they get plugged up, and they are expensive. So you might be able to find one in a salvage yard, but they'll have to be replaced. Remember that the old catalytic converter still has value because there's platinum in it. And that does have value. So before your repair shop says, yeah, I got that, I'll throw out the old one for you, do some research online to find out who might buy it from you. They'll buy it as it is. You don't have to disassemble it. A lot of the salvage yards do buy old catalytic converters, or might take your old one in on trade. But unfortunately, it sounds like you've described the typical symptoms of a burned out or plugged up catalytic converter.
Which can not only smell bad, but really can affect performance both on the acceleration front as well as the fuel economy front.
Absolutely, because you're thinking you're creating more back pressure. So when you think about what that's really coming to is your vehicle is trying to do its job, but the exhaust is not exiting the vehicle. It's being plugged up, so it's going to impact your fuel economy quite dramatically. So if you've noticed your fuel economy dropping off, that may be a reason why.
Before we go any further, once again, why don't we make sure that everybody has your latest information website-wise, social media-wise, as well as, I know you've got a newsletter. Is it a weekly newsletter or a monthly newsletter?
We put out a monthly newsletter called the Car Coach Report, and we cover technology, we cover the millennials, we cover literally everything. I have Shelby also as one of my journalists. My son covers technology. We have a couple other journalists that are on our staff that cover technology and the cool car of the week and photos. If you send in your photos, you might see it in the newsletter, which is cool. You can reach me at laurenfix.com. It's laurenfix.com. Yes, it's my real last name. I married the right guy. And my social media is the same, Twitter at laurenfix. I'm on literally every form of social media. If you can find me on Instagram, Tumblr, MySpace, you name it, we post to it. And we've moved everything onto my computer. If you go to your computer and you log on to laurenfix.com into your web browser, you will see all access to all of my social media. If you're on some different form, I'm probably there too.
Another vehicle I wanted to get your opinion about, which debuted in Detroit. I think it's a really cool modern interpretation of an older Porsche, and that's the return of a true 911 Targa.
Yeah, the Targa was pretty cool. There was a lot of talk about that. It was unexpected because you're thinking about how do you, and I love how they did the convertible conversion. Because you have a 911, you think, geez, I wish it had a Targa. They are now coming back with the Targa, but of course, in all German fashion, it is very interesting to watch it online. It's very cool. The top moves up and out of the way and pulls down. And it's so typical German. It's very specific, very organized, very structured. I love it, though. I think they did a great job. And for those people that want to have the Target top, you can have it. And I really think that, again, the Germans really know how to build some great cars, but so do we here in the U.S. So do the Chinese. I mean, the Chinese are starting to build this about a lot of stuff, but so do the Japanese as well as the Koreans. And hey, we're going to see Chinese cars coming in. I've been told the next Detroit Auto Show,
we're
going to have new products. Let's hope it's better than what we've seen in the past.
In the past, it's been quite laughable. Well, I just want to get your opinion.
They own Volvo, so there's
that's
a lot of money,
true.
And Volvo builds a really quality car.
They really do, and lots of folks don't realize that, but it is, in fact, indeed owned by a Chinese company. Wanted to get your take on the pricing of the track-ready Camaro Z28. This is a real stripper vehicle that's meant for the track. I was a little surprised that they put a pretty hefty premium on that vehicle, close to $75,000 or more, and personally, I'd rather have the ZL1.
I agree with you. I think that sometimes, you know, they get so excited about having the coolest car and the first one out there that they price themselves out of the market. I think that you really limit your customer base when you pump the price up that high.
Rumor has it. Yeah, my opinion, too. I'm hoping that the Mopar folks, the Chrysler Group, kind of holds the line because it's rumored that perhaps in New York City we will see the Hellcat engine from the Chrysler Dodge folks, and we'll see a Challenger version, maybe a Charger version of a supercharged Hemi. It's not going to be the 6.4-liter Hemi, but I've heard horsepower estimates of 640, which is a nice neighborhood, Lauren.
Yeah, it is. That I can handle. That's sort of like my race car. I think I can look into that one a little bit deeper.
Very good.
I'm looking forward to the New York Auto Show. It's the last big auto show of the year. We have Geneva going on coming up next week, and so there'll be a lot more exciting products coming onto your internet browser very soon.
Very good. Lauren, my friend, thank you for your time here today.
Anytime. Look forward to
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.